It is the WEOL Morning Show.
The morning after the night before. Yes.
And joining us now is David Arredondo. He stops by. Every day after, there's a Republican, like every other day, practically.
Yeah, most every week he's here.
Right, like there, he's here after last night's debate, which took place on the Fox Business Channel. Craig, I could not find this. Now, I did not have a converter box of the channels on the TV that I was watching. I ended up watching a show about plastic surgery, but that's a whole other issue.
On my cable system, it was channel 373.
Yeah.
So. Wow. I didn't know that existed.
Well, I know you saw it, David, right? You were able to find it and watch some of it, correct?
Well, I was. I'm here in Colorado Springs and am visiting my daughter and my son-in-law who's in the military in Fort Carson, so I salute him today.
Very good. David, let's talk a little bit about last night's debate. We had eight candidates in the main event, and did anyone separate themselves from the pack?
I still think that Marco Rubio continues to shine. Ted Cruz does very well. I believe last night Carly Fiorina stood out the pack there. Rand Paul seemed to find some fire and substance. Jeb Bush, I think, helped himself, revived his campaign some. But those are the ones that come to mind.
And, of course, they talk sort of more about substance than about attacks on each other. Here's a little bit of what ABC reported.
Your voice, your vote, fewer personal jabs, and more talk about their positions on issues in last night's GOP presidential debate. ABC's Aaron Katursky was there and says substantive differences emerged in Milwaukee.
Now, I get my 60 seconds to respond.
Republicans clashed here on bailouts, taxes, and spending.
We can't even have an economy if we're not safe.
Marco Rubio faced no attacks this time from Jeb Bush, but Rand Paul questioned whether he's a true conservative. On Fox Business,
How is it conservative to add $1 trillion in military expenditures?
Rubio found support on military spending from Donald Trump, who generally sounded more conciliatory than ever in talking about his opponent's tax plans.
Each one of those tax plans is better than the mess that we have.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News, Milwaukee.
According to Twitter, Donald Trump was the candidate most mentioned by people during the debate. Someone else's name came up a lot, Hillary Clinton. In fact, the phrase, "Stop Hillary," was the Wi-Fi password in the debate hall. Reporters covering the debate had to type that. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Did you get that? That's the Wi-Fi password for that.
Oh, boy. David, Carly talked about a three-page IRS tax code. Is that possible?
I really don't know. I have my doubts, but it sounds good in terms of something to shoot for compared to the tax code that we currently have. Somewhere in between the two, I think we should be able to come to a meeting of the minds.
Right. There's more pages intentionally left blank than there would be in that particular tax code. Of course, as we talked about, they mentioned Hillary, President Obama, his record, that seemed to be a target of some here.
If Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders were to win this election, my 16-year-olds, I worry about what their life is going to be like.
That's John Kasich talking in that way. And David, talk a little bit, I guess, about John Kasich. He got into this near the end, yet he's sort of been able to maintain the primetime podium.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the next time he will be on the main stage, given the performance that is being panned by many of the news sources. Politico really puts him, with a D or an F grade. They just felt that he was petulant and inserted himself at times that was annoying. To his credit, he really did take on Trump in terms of immigration, stating that, you know, it's lunacy to continue to talk about deporting 11 million people, not to mention the humane factor or the lack of humanity in doing such a thing. So overall, I don't think that John really came across very well.
Ben Carson, who in some polls had been leading over Trump prior between the two debates. Here's a little of what he had to say last night.
In the 2 hours of this debate, five people have died from drug-related deaths. $100 million has been added to our national debt. 200 babies have been killed by abortionists.
How do you think his style comes across? He's a he's not a politician. He's a person you almost have to lean into to kind of to get into. Some of them you kind of have to stand back and hold for your hair from blowing off. But what is your perspective of that?
You know, needless to say, Ben Carson is a 1-2 in the polls. He's in the Real Clear Politics average, like 0.4% behind Trump. There is a reason why he has garnered so much of support from the Republican electorate, and that is because he is knowledgeable, he is sincere, he is intelligent. He is the anti-Trump. He is the outsider candidate who has class and a persona which Trump is lacking.
We're talking with David Arredondo this morning. He gives a perspective on the Republican conservative side, especially now after the Republican debate yesterday. We mentioned how they've kind of turned their attacks not towards each other, but towards the other side. Here's a one from Donald.
We cannot let Hillary Clinton, who is the worst Secretary of State in the history of our country, win this election.
So there's a lot of that going on. And, of course, when you do that, there's nobody there sort of to defend them. So it's kind of you're kind of preaching to the choir. You're kind of getting a rally point every time you bring something like that up.
Well, two things here. Just keep in mind that in the Democratic debate a month ago, they asked Hillary who the enemy was, and she said it was Republicans. So we know that she has no love lost for any of our candidates. The second thing is, at the beginning of the program, Marco Rubio was asked to compare himself and his presidency to Hillary Clinton, and he did it. He knocked it out of the park by stating essentially, she is the candidate of the 20th century. We're now in the 21st century. He and the Republican Party are the party and the candidate of the future.
David, there's also some buzz today about a commercial that aired for a motion picture coming out early next year about Benghazi. Did you have a chance to see that trailer and your thoughts on that?
I did see that, and it's really very chilling. I'm not sure how accurate or factual it will be, but, I would hope that the timing would have been next September or next fall. It's supposed to come out in January, I think, or so, yeah.
Right, but obviously they paid to put that in that particular debate, no doubt.
I didn't know about such a movie, and it will be interesting to see.
Right. What is next now for the Republican candidates after they...
There will be debate on December the 15th. I'm trying to recall the location. And I'm hoping to hold a debate party on behalf of the Lorain County Republican Party here on that date.
All right, David, thank you so much, especially being out west, taking your time to be with us this morning. And, again, thank you for making the call. And
thank you,
hope everything
Craig.
Is
thank
going
you,
well.
Bruce.
Hope everything is going well out west.
It is. We got a little snow on the ground this morning, but it's going to be bright, sunny skies as usually is here in Colorado.
All right. The fifth debate, by the way, Tuesday, December 15th.
That's correct, sure where or who's hosting it.
I think it looks like they're heading back to the Las Vegas. It says it'll be held in the Venetian, I guess.
Oh, okay. we'll be watching.
Exactly.